We continue our education prayer focus, and today the focus is on the state of California colleges. Some good things happened over the last year. There were three initiatives that the higher ed took in California to make it more affordable, more accessible, and to have more funding on deficits. So we're going to be praying for the California State University, CSU, the University of California, UC, and the California Community Colleges, because students from San Bernardino County could attend any and all or none of these or go to colleges elsewhere. But most commonly, they attend one of these three types. So Father, we are thankful that CSU was in the one that had nine campuses that earned perfect five-star ratings, and they were in the Money's Best Colleges list, better than any other university system in the nation. We also are thankful that they were the most affordable and had the best graduation success. So that was good. So their money was used wisely. We're thankful for that. We also are grateful that they started a direct admissions pilot program to automatically accept eligible local high school seniors, and it streamlined their pathway to a four-year degree. The UC system experienced people from all over wanting to go into them, and therefore they had housing shortages. So they've started construction expansion and trying to get bonds for housing and to build more rooms for the Kent students. So Father, we lift that up. We also lift up the community colleges, and we know that this is a great way to get your general ed out of the way. But we're also very grateful that they are asked by the states, or by the California state, to focus heavily on workforce development and reaching the goal of 70% post-secondary educational attainment by 2030. And that they also had a 4.6 increase in enrollment, 2.2 million students attended, and that a lot of them were high schoolers that were also attending community college. So we are grateful for that. But we also know that the type of information taught there could sway students away from their faith in God. So Lord, we just lift them up. We are thankful for the good things that happened over the last year, the transparency, even about military grade equipment to bring protection on the campuses. But we also pray, Father, that the monies would be used wisely, with high standards, high moral standards, that they would try to find more classes that would fit what the people in employment need, and that they wouldn't just have a degree and no opportunity to use it. Lord, we thank you for the increase of students going, but we also know that a lot of bad things could happen there. And so we're praying for better changes, higher morals, greater standards. Parents speak up, even the students speak up and say, we want something that's going to help us meet this bill that we have for our education by applying it to the things that we're going to be doing at our work. We pray that that will be the hierarchy over each of these colleges, but are grateful that they are more affordable, more accessible, and got so many good ratings. In the mighty name of Jesus.